Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
Stage name? What? Boss Man D-Lo? Yeah.
Do people mispronounce this?
Nah, not really.
Do people misspell it?
Sometimes they'll just put like D-L-O. They don't put the W, but not really though.
Now, when it comes to your stage name, do you accept any abbreviations of it?
Nah, just Boss Man D-Lo.
All right. And any connection to any other recording artists with D-Lo in their name?
Nah.
For example, there's a Chicago artist just goes by the name D-Lo.
Nah, not that I know of.
Now, diving a little bit deeper, care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
I'm black, pretty black, a little Bahamian too. That's it.
And the Bahamian, does that come from both mother and father's side, or one or the other?
Yeah, I think both. Yeah.
And what is the main language you speak at this point?
Urban, 100%. Black, English.
Do you speak any other languages aside from English?
Nah.
Be that as it may, ever took a foreign language class in school, perhaps?
Mm-mm.
And zooming out, how far did you end up getting with your education?
I got kicked out 10th grade, and then probably like I was supposed to graduate like 2016, and then I just needed to take a test and get my diploma. So, you know, my mama was tripping by that, so she was like, "You gotta get that." So, probably like 3 years later, I got my diploma though.
From the same school you were kicked out of, or a different school?
Same school I got kicked out of.
Now, care to share the name of that school you attended and the reason for getting kicked out?
Martin County High School. I got caught with some weed on campus, tripping.
And did that lead to an arrest and some sort of juvenile charge?
They had put the cuffs on me. I didn't even physically go to jail, but they put the cuffs on me, called on people, put me on juvenile probation, all that crazy shit.
Now, after you received that diploma, was there any thought on furthering your education after that?
Hell no.
And why not? What was the reasoning there?
Because I was already too far gone, like, in the streets. I ain't really care. Like, I ain't feel like that was helping me, like, schoolwork. I ain't had a focus for that.
Now, let's zoom out and take it all the way back from the very beginning for you. For those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
Port Salerno, Florida.
And care to share where you were raised as well?
Port Salerno, Florida.
And still reside in that location today?
Nah, I'm moving around, you feel me, today.
And what age were you when you officially move out of that area?
What age?
Yes.
I was in and out of jail, so probably like 22.
Now, for those in the audience that aren't familiar with that location, what's the nearest location they may be familiar with?
Probably Port St. Lucie. If not Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce. If not that, Palm Beach.
And if not that, Miami?
Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Yeah.
Now, let's say Miami. How far is that of a drive from Miami?
About 2 hours. Hour and a half, traffic, a lot of traffic.
And what about a little bit farther than that, like Orlando or Tampa, for example?
About the same, about 2 hours north.
And care to share where you reside these days?
Who you say where I reside?
Yes.
I'm just moving around, bro.
Got it.
I'm in the wind with it.
Now, for you, when it came to, and just pronounce that city one more time.
What, mine?
Yes.
Port Salerno, Florida.
Port Salerno, Florida.
Yeah.
Was it a specific part of that area that you grew up in?
Nah, poor Salerno, that's like, you feel me, that's it. 4-6 out, that's the street, you feel me?
Now, what was that really like for you growing up in that location?
Motion, money, you know what I'm saying? Who's gonna get the most money? Competition, money fight.
Now, during your upbringing there, what was the top point for you? What was your highest point or most positive moment?
Highest point, most positive moment.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, it probably was like just when the whole hood had done got a studio, and then we came together and made that happen, you know what I'm saying? Started rapping.
And what age or what grade were you in, perhaps?
That was 2019, so I was like, about 20, son. You know what I'm
saying? And speaking of age, care to share your current age at this point?
I'm 25. I don't know why the hell they out there talking about I'm 39, 38. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I'm 25, man.
And your birthday while you're at it, the month and the day, perhaps?
My shit, August 31st, 1998.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, what was the bottom point for you during your upbringing in that area? What was your lowest point or most negative moment for you growing up?
I had that after the studio, you know what I'm saying, got kicked in. I had a warrant. And then, you know, that warrant, once you got that warrant, it'd be hard to grind when you got a warrant. I had a warrant and went to jail, which is, money looking funny, and I went to jail. Shit, crazy.
Now, was this county jail, or did you end up going further than that?
County jail, and I had went to South Florida Reception Center. I was in there for about 6 months. It was COVID, so shit was fucked up.
So it could have been a longer time there, if not for COVID, or?
Nah, I spent most of the time in the county jail before I went there, so, yeah.
And was that fighting the case or the sentence to the case?
Yeah, that was like, they just had you sitting so long, steady pushing your court date back then, COVID-19. So that was like, they was pushing court dates back 3 months at a time. So,
yeah. Now, what was the end result of that case?
I ended up getting like 20 months. So probably like 10 months in, that's when they finally came and got me.
And care to share what the charge for that sentence was?
Some petty shit. Like, I was on probation for some weed. For some weed and some other shit. So I was on probation, then I violated that. They told me, they came and got me to my cell charge. I drove my homeboy to a cell or some crazy shit. That's what they charged me with it too. So it's great. That shit already over with anyway.
Now, you mentioned the pandemic of COVID-19, but did you ever actually contract COVID-19 yourself?
I ain't get tested for it. And you know, the doctors really tell me I had it. But, bitch, I know I had that, bitch. I know I had it. That shit, you could feel it. Like, it wasn't that normal sick. Like, that shit crazy.
And was this something that you actually contracted while you were incarcerated or mm-hmm. outside in the free world?
Inside, yeah. Inside, you could feel it, bro. That shit had you weak, cold, hot. I'm talking about not like flu. Like, shit crazy.
How long do you think you experienced those symptoms for?
Probably had that for about a week. But we was in South Florida, and we had done we was on like, when you first get there, we was on, quarantine. So it was like 2 weeks. We just, you straight in the cell, ain't no going nowhere, 24-hour lockdown, you feel me? I was in there like that. So then it was like, if anybody in there, when they got sick, you better not say you sick or nothing. Like, you just gonna have to wear that, because When people come in and test you, now we going back on quarantine. Can't nobody call their people on nothing. So, like, you just had to deal with it. Just get over it, basically.
And that was single-person cell as well?
Nah, that was two-man cell. Yeah. It was so many people in that building, two-man.
And did you have to wear masks the entire time?
Yeah.
And prior to you contracting that, again, never tested, but doctors told you you had it, were you vaccinated?
Nah, I ain't never seen no doctor. I ain't never seen no doctor. I'm just saying, I know I had it.
Got it.
You feel me? Like, I know I felt it, you feel me? But I ain't never get, like, oh, a doctor said you had COVID. Nah.
You didn't want to say anything because you didn't want to keep the...
Yeah, you ain't want to put the dorm back on quarantine. You feel
got
me?
It. Just for clarification, I apologize about my facts there.
For sure.
But growing up in Port Salerno, am I pronouncing that right?
Salerno,
sorry. How were you able to survive that upbringing? There are some that don't make it.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got to just swim. You got to get around them sharks, man. Just simple. That's it.
Now, there are some people who say things like, don't know if I'll make it to see the age of 18. 21, perhaps. Did you have any of these thoughts yourself growing up in that area?
I ain't gonna lie. It's just, yeah, like, the police so fucked up to where it's like, that shit, yeah. I was in a situation, like, it was like, damn, like, I don't know what the fuck, like, what I'm finna do. Like, the rap shit saved me, ain't gonna lie. But, yeah.
Was it a specific numeric figure you didn't think you might quite see?
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. I was just like, damn, I better make it now, bitch. I don't know what the fuck gonna happen, you feel me?
Knowing what you know now, hypothetically speaking, what would you have said to your younger self back then, if anything?
Oh, I wish I would have known, like, just how to, I wish I would have been moving better, like, I wish I would have never caught them felonies. Feel me? That's what. Some felonies.
Now, moving better. Let's say there's someone in the audience that wants to prevent that from happening themselves. Anything you would say to them? And of course, circumstances could be different for everybody, but how can one learn how to move better to prevent getting a felony and things of that nature to avoid those hurdles that you have crossed once upon a time?
Yeah, see, I don't know. See, my town is a little different. It's a little smaller, police a little, you know what I'm saying? It's really, ain't too much going on. So they really be pressed by a little stupid shit. But, you know, me personally, I just tell you to just, you know, keep your little job, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do, but, you know, just save your money and make sure you got, you can't catch that felony, bro. Whatever you do. If you already know, like, damn, this a felony, or I'm riding with a felony, like, man, just chill, you feel me? That shit gonna hurt when you 21 and you can't even get them gun licenses and shit like that there, you feel me? Yeah.
Now, speaking of those felony charges you received, are any of those able to be expunged at some point in your life?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, it take you, like, they want, like, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years out of you. So, yeah, it ain't been that long for me yet.
But all of those charges are able to be expunged at some point.
Yeah, I ain't got no violent crazy, like, no attempted murder, robbery, I ain't got none of that. That shit,
Now, anything else you want to mention in regards to your upbringing? Or a question you weren't asked, people want to know about that. Zooming out.
My, that's really it.
who or what motivates you at this point?
Who or what motivates me?
Yes. What motivates Boss Man D'Lo? If anything.
I don't know what motivates. Just the, like, watching, like, big performances. You know what I'm saying? Like, arenas. Like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Haven't experienced that yourself yet?
Yeah, I was kind of a little peeved. I had a little taste of it in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Care to share where in Jacksonville?
I forgot what arena that was, but it was a Nardo Witt birthday bash. So,
And how many people do you think you got a chance to perform in front of?
I don't know, but that was a lot of people. It could have been like 10, 20,000.
Now, what's that like? Let's say it was 20,000. Can you take the audience into what that feels like, what that?
Yeah, it's a rush, bro. It's a rush. Like, when I walk out there and just feel it, how loud it is, and flashlight, camera lights, shit just go through your body, you feel me? Shit, yeah.
Now, aside from that rush, were you nervous at all?
Not then, because I was already, like, I was vibing good. We was smoking, I'm on that drink. I didn't even really realize it was that many people out there till I walked out there. So it kind of was like, okay, I'm already in the vibe.
And aside from nervousness, what about intimidation? Were you intimidated at all by seeing all those people?
Nah, because they were fucking with me so heavy. So it was like, yeah.
And care to share what you were smoking on back then?
What I was smoking?
Yes.
Oh, man, it was kind of recent. I was smoking Zaw, big Zaw. Nothing but Zaw.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone. But there may be someone in the audience who needs some motivational words or encouragement themselves right now. What, can you give them any?
What, when it comes to music?
Could be music, could be life, generally speaking, wherever you want to take this question.
Shit. The best thing somebody can ever tell you in life is save your money. You know what I'm saying? Save your money. Stay down, save your money. You'll be better off in 2-3 years of saving your money than 2-3 years of hanging out showing your ass. You ain't got shit now. You know what I mean?
And does this come from personal experience or just observation for you?
Definitely personal. Yeah. Because it'd be easy to just, you know what I'm saying, run you up a quick little, and now you in the air fuck mall, air club. You buy an air bottle. But you stay down for a year, 2 years, it's, the club is still going to be there. So.
Any other motivational encouragement for those in the audience?
Say your money, everything going to come with that, with them trials and tribulations, everything going to come with that. You know, them big speed bumps, you gonna fall, it's gonna get terrible. You got to keep it going. That's just the main thing, you got to keep it going. Save your money and keep it going, man.
What is your opinion on ad-libs in a song?
Important. Very important.
Do you have a strategy when it comes to your own ad-libs?
I don't know. You just got to kind of really know that you got to just kind of, it just got to be, you know what I'm saying? You kind of got to be a music, but you got to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a rapper. I mean, you could rap and try to squeeze some ad-libs, but it might not sound right. You got to be an artist. That's when you could just know what time your ad-lib is supposed to come in, because it's all timing.
Do you have a signature ad-lib by any chance?
Big Zaw. Yeah.
And is there a meaning to that ad-lib of yours?
Absolutely no meaning, bro.
And were you the first recording artist to ever do this ad lib?
Yes, I have not heard it before.
Do you remember how that signature of yours originated?
I smoked nothing but za, bit za. I just was in the bathroom in the shower trying to figure bit za. I was just saying, you know what I'm saying? Practicing, you know what I'm saying? And then it came out like that. So, that's what it was.
Do you recall the first song you implemented this ad lib on?
It's called AEF Freestyle.
And is that a song that's still publicly available?
Yeah.
For those in the audience getting to know you for
the first time. It's on the Two Slipper and Deluxe.
And what's been their reaction to your signature ad lib at this point?
They love it. They love the ad lib. Bits off, baby, all that. That baby. Yeah.
Now, have you heard any other recording artists copy or steal this ad lib of yours?
For sure. For sure.
And is that flattering to you or annoying to you?
Nah, I don't look at it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always try to take a nigga shit. Like, just look at it like, okay, you know, just probably, you know, respecting where it came from. And they liking it, they love it. So they want to, you know what I'm saying? They want to fuck with it. That's it. I don't take it as, you know.
Not possessive of it.
Yeah, nah, that's definitely my shit, though, you know what I'm saying? But niggas know when they rip it, you can't rip it, and it don't, you know what I'm saying? They know.
And but never called anyone out over it?
Nah, it ain't that serious to me, you feel me? Because one thing about it, everybody have to find their own thing, you feel me? Yeah, they could try to mimic it and say it, but it ain't going to sound right unless it's coming from the original, you know what I'm saying? I can go right now, I can go in the studio and I could sing one of Future, I could whole songs, I could just type in Future instrumental and rap the whole same lyrics he got, and that shit ain't gonna sound nothing like what Future did, you feel me? Just how it is.
And just to be fair, on your come up and your rise to the status you are now, were you ever one to copy or bite, steal, things of that nature?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. What I do, I was looking at everybody's style and how everybody rap and what songs they was making before I started rapping. I was trying to make sure I didn't sound like nobody. You know what I'm saying? But I take certain like things that may be, you know what I'm saying, and I freestyle off of that and make my own route to it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as I'm blankly copy your words. Nah, I ain't never did that.
And you've never been called out by any other recording artist for something of that nature?
Nah.
Now, have you ever created a song with no ad libs?
I think I did. It was one that was just My lines was back to back. The ad-libs wasn't really sounding right. So I really just let the lyrics just slide.
Is that a song that's also publicly available as well?
I'm not sure. Because I can't even really remember what song that was. I got so many songs, but yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
But aside from that song in particular, all your songs have ad-libs in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, now most definitely.
And when it comes to collaborating with other recording artists, have you ever added your ad-libs to another artist's verse on that same song?
Nah.
What is your opinion on that?
I don't feel sure. I mean, everybody got their own ad-libs, their own flow. You know what I'm saying? Niggas I fuck with, they gonna have their own flow. They gonna do their own ad-lib.
And what are your thoughts on ad-lib only features?
Ad-lib on the features? What you mean?
A song with just a featured artist ad-libs, but no hook or verse from them on that song.
Just ad-libs?
Yes. Do you need an example?
Yeah.
Kanye West has a song called Can't Tell Me Nothing. Jeezy ad-libs, but no hook or verse from Jeezy on that song.
Uh, Okay, I see what you're saying.
What is your opinion of that? Nice. Ad-lib only features.
Some people can make it work, you know what I'm saying? It's all about being an artist. It could maybe work like that. I never tried it. Can't say it won't work, but as far as me, you know, I'm going to use my own ad-libs for now.
Would you be open to that at all? If someone requested just your ad-libs, they don't want to hook or verse from you respectfully, but they just wanted your ad-libs on a song, would you be open to that?
Yeah, we could do that. That's the money involved. We could do that.
You are currently in a deal with Alamo Records.
For sure.
How were you discovered?
Rotation, the biggest, them songs, they just was, it was twirling on the internet, so, you know, it was on fire, so, that's how they called it.
And how did they reach out to you initially?
A&Rs reached out to me and, you know, said they was looking and shit, keep going. So, then that turned to them, you know, wanting to get to know me, and then that turned to, you know, them showing what they could do for me, and then we're here.
And do you remember when you were actually, do you remember when you actually signed on that dotted line?
I don't remember. It ain't been long, though. It ain't been 4 months, 3 months. It ain't not that long.
Something very recent.
Yeah.
Care to share what age?
25.
And was that your first recording contract ever?
Yeah, that's my first contract. I don't know why I thought about it.
Now, everyone's circumstances are different, but for you personally, why did you decide to sign a deal at that time in your life?
Because it was like, I didn't want to just be, you know, in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I wanted something else to do. Plus, you know, these people will be able to put you in positions that you're not going to be able to do independently, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how much money you have. No. So, that really, I understood what you need to get, where you need to get.
And prior to this opportunity with Alamo, had you been offered deals in the past?
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
How many do you think you were offered before you signed with Alamo?
Probably about 5, 6 of them.
And were they major record label offers, independent record label offers?
Yeah, some major, some, you know, some we know by, you know. Yeah.
Care to share who?
One was Empire. One was 1017 Gucci. One was like Think It's a Game.
And what was that courting process like for you? How far did any of these record labels go to try to get you to sign with them?
They was trying to keep it, they were trying to make it happen, but it wasn't really the, you know, the amount of money I was looking for yet. So that's why I was kind of pushing down, because I knew what amount I'm going to need, you feel me? Yeah.
So zooming out, just for context, the deal with Alamo, was that the most financial, the financially best deal you were offered out of all those previous deals?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that's what swayed you towards them?
Yeah, that and just everything. Like, you know, I ain't heard nothing bad. Nobody said nothing bad. And, well, that was just seemed like the best route for the plan that they said they had, you feel me?
And finally, as recent as this deal was that took place, is there anything else you want to mention about a record deal or question you weren't asked people want to know about one?
No, not really, because like I said, I'm just starting, so you probably have to catch me with that question in probably, you know, a year or 2 years. I'll catch up.
No problem. Just wanted to ask just in case.
Yeah, for sure.
In full disclosure, a representative from Alamo initiated this interview.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you just a couple of personal questions here. And then we'll wrap up. Okay. At this point, let me start a new role, sorry. At this point, what is the biggest misconception of you? What's a viewer opinion that is incorrect people may have about Boss Man D-Lo?
Just thinking like I'm on some rapper shit, like some famous shit, like, bro, I don't care about it. Like, I care about it, but you know what I mean? Like, I ain't riding this bitch like, yeah, nigga, I'm a rapper. Like, nah.
And why not? Because there are some that are the opposite of that.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Me personally, I feel like you gotta be humble, bro. You gotta dish out what you give. So you gotta treat that person some way so they can treat you some way. Nah, you gotta treat that person some way so the energy and the world, you feel me? So the universe treat you that same good way that you dishing out. You feel me? That's just how that works.
Now, were you always like this, or was this something you grew into? This mentality, this line of thinking here.
Yeah, there's something I wasn't ever no rapper. So.
Craziest rumor you heard about yourself.
Craziest rumor? Probably this recent one, the craziest, that I'm fucking 39, bruh. That's just fucking insane. It's no way I look 40 fucking years old, bro.
And you dispelled that in another portion of questions previously asked.
Yeah.
But how did that rumor even begin?
I don't know. Well, I just looked up and everybody on Twitter and TikTok talking about I'm 40. And that's what people, and they steady ask me. I ain't clearing up shit. I don't give a damn, but shit. Hey, it is crazy as fuck, though. 40.
Now, you've addressed this during this interview, but have you addressed this publicly already in the past, or is this your first time?
No, on interviews, I done said it, but I ain't went on the internet and did the most. I don't really give a fuck.
And again, that line of thinking, if that's your policy when it comes to rumors, were you always like that, or was that something you grew into?
Yeah, I ain't never really, feel me, fuck with the internet like that. Like, I ain't even really have the internet before this shit, you feel me? And then this shit came, so it's like, it's what it is, man. Okay.
Now, is there a question you receive you dislike getting asked? Something you can't stand to answer, perhaps? Maybe it's a repetitive question, something you receive all the time. Could be from fans or strangers asking you this.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't really got none.
Have people ever questioned your height?
My height?
Yes.
Yeah, some people, yeah. But I don't know, sometimes they be in person, they be like, oh, sometimes they be like, oh, you look shorter. And then sometimes they be like, oh, you look taller. I don't know. Like 5'11", 5'10", something like that.
Are you the tallest member of your immediate family?
I probably am the tallest right now. Bullshit.
G, just curious there. And what about the jury?
Yes, sir.
Do people ever question the jury?
Like what? Like,
how much all this jewelry you're wearing during this interview, for example, costs?
I remember leaving my dollhouse. He stayed like a little complex. It's like kids and shit running around, so they see it. They like, oh shit, how much you paid? I'm like, man, I paid $30. They like $30. Yeah, no, boy.
Yeah. Now you have a variety of items on you during this interview. Can you break any of these items down? Like the jeweler behind it, the symbolism of them, the prices to any of them?
Yeah. You know, this is a Cuban link bracelet. It's 400 grams. Shit, probably about, I really can't remember. It's probably like, about 13,000, something like that. I got it for
rough estimate.
Yeah, rough estimate. You know, these couple rings. This one was like 6,000-7,000. This one was like 5,000. That was like 6,000. This was like 20. This is a Cartier watch. 22, something like that. Chain. All in all, like 60,000. That's it.
So rough estimate here, this entire setup during this interview is over $100,000.
Yeah, we over 100 ball. Yeah.
Now what about the jeweler? Same jeweler for everything or different jewelers?
I got a different jeweler for all of this, but oh, this the same jeweler, though. It's Hamal, Miami.
Yeah. Do you want to share any of the other jewelers used?
I think I got the Cuban at Rambo. I think the rings and the watch. Yeah, the rings and the, I can't remember. I think I got the rings different places, but one of them, King Ralph. Well, yeah.
And when it comes to the rings, is there any specific symbolization or meaning behind any of the rings?
Nah, I just got it. I just like the way they hit. One of these, it be hit rose gold. This one got baguettes in there.
And what about the pendant itself? What's the meaning behind the pendant? The dolphin?
Just the two slippery, the caution sign, wet. Slippery flow. Big zone on the back. Shark up top with the shark, baby, That's just that.
Shark, not dolphin. I apologize about
Definitely
that.
Definitely not a dolphin. Big shark. The biggest.
And a few items you're not sporting during this interview. Question about your opinion here on them. Earrings. What's your opinion on earrings?
I never got my ears pierced, none of that. I don't know. I probably tried, but I don't know how I look. I ain't really big on earrings.
Now, there are some that do get their ears pierced. Was there any reasoning why you never did?
I don't know. I never did. Like, my mom and them never did it, and I ain't never asked. I don't know.
And also, what about your opinion on grills, whether it's pullouts or perms? What's your opinion on that as well? You aren't sporting any during this interview.
Yeah, no, I ain't got no. I wasn't up for that yet, cause I'm not gonna go pull out, cause if you should go pull out, you know what I'm saying? If you got good teeth, you shouldn't fuck up your teeth like that. But me, so when I go, I'm gonna just go all the way, man. I'm going to the dentist when I go, so not just yet. I ain't tripping on that. I could go right now, but I'm chilling, bro.
Just curious there. And also the watch. Did you share what kind of watch this was?
Cartier.
And does it get any more specific than that, like a particular model?
Man, listen, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I cast out on this bitch so fast. I was in a rush that day. Bought this bitch and kept going, to be real.
Now, there are other brands of watches out there. Yeah, why sure. Cartier for you?
Because I don't know. This bitch just had the blue face on it, and it was just, I don't know. It just lit up at me. So, favorite color, blue. It just had to get it. When I seen it, I got it. Just that.
Any meaning behind the color blue for you? Why it's your favorite?
It just always was, bro. That's it. Blue and green always was my favorite.
Any meaning behind the wrist it sits on during this interview? It's on your left wrist.
Yeah, I like it. Because the Cubans, it's real Florida, so you know that go on the right. Cardi on the left.
And are you naturally right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
And when it comes to that debate of custom or bust down, as some say, versus factory setting or plain Jane, as others say, where do you stand on that debate? In this interview, you clearly have on custom and bust down, but there are some that are the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on that debate?
It's some like watches that ain't bust down that it costs more than a bust down. You know, you just you know, it's your flavor, man. However you want it. You know, I'm fucked about them diamonds, so I like the way they, you know, I like the way they look. That's it.
And wrapping up this portion of questions, for someone in the audience with no jewelry, what does over $100,000 worth of jewelry on your body at one time feel like?
That shit just I don't know, it look good. It just make you keep looking at it and you feel me, but you know, you get used to it. It's like car speakers, man. You finally getting a speaker and then shit, you playing it and then 1-2 months go by, now you like, fuck, I want my shit louder. You feel me? That's just how I do.
Now, for some people, this amount of money, like your chain and pendant, for example, together, which totals like 50, 60, somewhere around there itself, that's the cost of an auto vehicle.
Yeah.
Or a piece of real estate.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at your items of jewelry in those terms? Like, have a car around your neck.
Nah, not right now, because I already know what I'm going to do. Like, I got my hands in that already. You feel me? So that's going to happen. Make sure that happens.
And what is your opinion on those who purchase jewelry first instead of the auto vehicle or the real estate?
Hey, man, it's dumb as fuck, but that's Florida, man. That's just how that go. And then in my type of field, that's how that go anyways. So, but hey, I'm going to get them businesses. I'm going to have them for sure. You can believe that.
Any do's or don'ts on Valentine's Day? And keep in mind, circumstances could be different for everyone.
No. Any do. Hey, man, do what you do. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. You got an old lady, buy her flowers, buy the chocolate, all that good shit, man. And, hey. It's what it is, bro. Everybody gonna do what they do, bro. Valentine's Day.
Any other do's or don'ts on this special day?
Do's or don'ts on that day?
Yes.
Shit. I don't really know, bro. I'm single, bro. So, you know, Valentine's Day, that'll be another day for me. Just another day. How you celebrate that?
And speaking of your relationship status, which is solo, single.
Solo.
So, how long have you been single for at this point?
Bro, to be honest, how I feel, I ain't never been in no relationship. That's how I feel.
And why do you say that?
Because it was like two, but they were so like, you feel me, kids, shit. They don't even shit wasn't about nothing. I don't count it, so.
And just for context, you mentioned previously you are 25 at this point.
25, bro.
Now, I do have another question that I wanted to ask you. Speaking on the subject of females, what is your opinion on BBLs for females?
I mean, shit, I don't know. That shit be up to them, that day body, bruh. So, if you ain't happy with it, go get a fucking BBL. Shit. You better make sure it's that right one. It's that soft shit. You don't have y'all looking like a goddamn roach, bruh.
Can you spot the difference?
Yeah, you can. You can see when they don't look right. You can see it.
What's the hint?
When legs don't match, back don't match, hips don't match, you know what I'm saying? Just.
Be that as it may, have you ever been fooled before? Thought a female had no BBL, and she did, or vice versa?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with both? Female with a BBL versus female without?
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, nah. Some, like when they had that right BBL, it'd be the same thing as that real shit though. But yeah.
Have you ever had both at the same time?
What?
One with the BBL, one without.
To my like threesome?
Yes.
Nah.
Have you ever been asked to pay for a BBL?
Hell no. Nah, not seriously.
Would you?
Hell no. Nah.
And aside from your personal opinion of BBLs on females, generally speaking here, do males really like this stuff?
Yeah. When that bit done right, when it's done right, equal out, ass soft. Yeah.
Because there are some females in the audience wondering, do males really like this stuff?
Yeah, once that shit get done right, that shit, yeah. You just doing shit to do shit and shit ain't right. Yeah.
Mm-mm. And zooming out, what do you personally prefer, BBL or no BBL?
Me, I prefer no BBL.
And why no BBL? Even if it's done right.
Natural, just because even done right, it just, I don't know. You still know, like, man, bitch, you wouldn't even look like this, you feel me? That natural be like, damn, bitch, you really like, you just built like this, like, you ain't have to do nothing for this, you feel me?
Have you ever persuaded a female from getting a BBL?
Persuaded them from getting one?
Yes, a female was thinking about it, maybe close to doing it, put a deposit down and...
Nah, but I done told a bitch, I done told several bitches, like, man, listen, man, yes. You might as well just motherfucking save that money and work out, because you're going to get that BBL. If you don't work out anyways, shit's going to fucking, it's not going to look right. So it's like, you can't get past working out unless you're just going to keep going on that table. You feel me?